Jason from Tameside Alderman Glossop Mind is with us. Good morning.
Good morning indeed. And it's, isn't it a lovely sunny morning?
It is. Our windows could do with a clean, but apart from that, just have the sun streaming through. It does lift your mood, doesn't it? A bit of sunshine, a bit of vitamin C.
Yeah, absolutely. Vitamin C, vitamin D. It's a great way to start the week. And I think we kind of downplay it a little bit, don't we? Particularly as we're moving into the autumn and winter months now, and seasonal affectiveness disorder and the darker nights and that. Just getting a little bit of sunshine, particularly on a Monday morning,
yeah,
it does lift the spirits a little bit, definitely.
You're right, actually. It is D, because I had some vitamin C yesterday. I had a smoothie at Wagamama, and that was really nice, like blueberries and kale and all sorts in that.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's well nice.
Yeah.
And it's a good day today for a walk, which is quite handy, because there is one going on in Stamford Park.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it is, for any listeners who are not aware, it is World Mental Health Day today. And the theme this year is making mental health a global priority for everyone. And that carries all kinds of weight with it as a theme and as a statement. But to stay on track, Alex, yes, this evening, in partnership with Tameside Council, the Anthony Seddon Fund and various other organisations across Tameside, including ourselves, we are doing the Walk of Hope from Stamford Park, 4 p.m. For people to gather, and 5:30 for a gentle walk. And it's for various different reasons. It ties in with the Month of Hope that we've been celebrating, which is from World Suicide Prevention Day, 10th yeah. of September, to World Mental Health Day today, the 10th of October. So we've seen loads of people sign up and complete training, free online training, over the last few weeks, which has been brilliant. And the walk this evening really is a chance for people to come together, recognise World Mental Health Day, and also recognise and remember people that they may have lost, friends, family, you know, people who they've been close to, and also to connect with people, to network, to get some advice and information and some resources as well.
And Stamford Park is a lovely venue for it, isn't it?
Yeah. I think we're going to kind of be based at the pavilion, and then the walk will kind of take in some of the park and the surrounding areas. But from what I've been told, it's quite a gentle walk around the park. So I do know that like accessibility has been considered, and you know, we do want people to be able to take part to the best of their abilities.
And actually, you know, not everybody can fit in the gym, or not everyone wants to go to the gym. But you know, walking is one of the best free exercises there is, and it's really good for, I find, you know, if you've got a lot going on, if you've got brain fog, a lot going on in your mind, you always feel better after a walk.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it's one of those things. It's difficult for us in this country, I think, a lot of the time, because going back to what I said before, when we're getting into the autumn and winter months, people can look outside and be a bit put off, understandably. But particularly on a day like today, even just 20 minutes walking down the canal or something, you're absolutely right. It can lift your spirits. It gets the blood pumping. It gets the endorphins from the brain, you know, those feel-good chemicals kind of coming out. So even if you're not the kind of person who is a regular gym goer or does physical activity on a regular basis, a nice walk down the canal, especially when the sun's out like this, is perfect. Perfect autumnal weather.
Yes, and you're saying there's still a little bit of sort of reticence at accessing services. So, you know, you're all about making your services accessible to all and taking away that sort of fear, really, of admitting, you know, you need some help.
Yeah, I think it's a really difficult one, Alex, because we've kind of got this whole thing, like I'd said about the theme for World Mental Health Day, you know, about we need to make mental health a global priority for everybody. We really do. But we also acknowledge that there's still a lot of stigma around accessing mental health services. And one of the things that we want to do as a charity is kind of put a face to the organisation, help to alleviate some of that anxiety about making contact with us for the first time, accessing support for the first time. So throughout this week, celebrating World Mental Health Day today, we're going to be sharing a couple of videos every day on across all of our social media, where we've got a staff member introducing themselves and sharing their quick tip for how they look after their mental health and well-being. So not only is it something that can add to your mental health toolkit in terms of something you might want to try yourself, but also, more importantly, it puts a face to the organisation. People can see who they might access when they come through the door.
Yeah.
That's really what it's all about. We want to celebrate diversity. We're really proud of the diverse workforce that we've got and the representation we've got. So the likelihood is you come through our door, you're going to see someone like you. It's somebody local. It's somebody who's most of the time got lived experience of mental health and has a really good understanding of what you're going through.
And you're on all the socials. I follow you on Twitter, TogMind, but you've also got Instagram, you've got Facebook. Are you on TikTok yet?
We've not done TikTok yet. Yeah, that may come.
I'm too old for that. That's what all the youth like, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it may come in the future. I've had conversations with a lot of people over the last couple of years about the double-edged sword of social media in terms of it being a power for good or a power for a lot of negativity. And I think I always kind of say the same thing. It's about using it as a tool and using it to your advantage and knowing and recognising when to put your phone down or step away from the computer and give yourself a break and some time out as well. So it is a double-edged sword, but we do encourage people to connect with us across our social media. We've also got a cracking YouTube channel as well. So if you go on YouTube and type in Sameside Oldham and Glossop Mind, there's loads of videos and resources on there. And yeah, please just connect with us.
Fantastic. And we'll get this on as a listen again, you know, so we'll get this across our socials as well later on. But I must admit, we went to the coast a few weeks ago for a week, and I didn't really check my Twitter very much, and I think I did feel a bit calmer, because sometimes you do find, especially when you're reading political stuff, you find your blood pressure rising a bit. So there's definitely a study to be done on the effects of social media on your mental health, I think.
Without a doubt. I think you hit the nail on the head there, and there's a bigger piece of work at play, isn't there, for all of us as individuals, and that is getting really good at tuning into ourselves, listening to what our brains and bodies are telling us, and allowing ourselves that time out without kind of feeling obligated to reconnect. And you're absolutely right, Alex, if you take a few hours away and really choose to disconnect consciously and focus on other areas of your life, or just focus on self-care, chilling out, de-stressing, do something that you enjoy for you, and not feeling guilty for it. I think we all need to do a little bit more of that at the moment.
Yeah, Fern Cotton was in the I newspaper at the weekend saying the same thing. Like, you know, she doesn't feel the need to have opinions on a lot of things. She prefers to, you know, not join the shouting match on Twitter. And I think that's quite good to say that, you know, someone in with her profile.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I could get really deep and meaningful about it, but I'd be here all morning chatting to you. But I think you're right. And I think there's a lot of people out there that shout on social media and they shout very loudly, and they've got their reasons for doing that. What I would encourage listeners to do is to look inwards and look at what self-gratification you're getting in life in general. Because I think a lot of the time, and this is not, I don't want to tar everybody with the same brush, but I think a lot of the time these people, the very loud minority on social media that shout very loudly, I think often they're struggling themselves, not always, but often. And I think we've all got a part to play in self-care, in looking after ourselves, in managing our own mental health and well-being, and also, of course, in reaching out and seeking support when you recognise that you need it.
And hopefully the media has come a long way, because, you know, you think of some awful famous examples. The Frank Bruno one comes to mind from years ago, that front page. You know, I think coverage of mental health, I mean, it's not perfect, but it's better now, isn't it?
It's definitely getting better, yeah. And I think it's kind of all come around over the last couple of years, really. There's been a real push in recognition that we all have mental health, that it's up and down, it varies, different things can trigger us and impact us. But going back to the theme for World Mental Health Day today, yes, we do need to make mental health a global priority for everybody.
Yeah.
But equally, we need the funding, in the investment into mental health, particularly in this country, on a national level, to really make sure that that does become a priority for everybody, and that we're reducing waiting times, and what we're really pushing as a charity, not just for our dedicated children and young people services, but also for adults, is, can people access support local to them at a time that suits them? And that's what we're really pushing for as a charity. That's why we've extended our opening hours. That's why we've got a brand new dedicated children and young people service co-designed by young people. So we're really trying to listen. We really want to encourage people to connect with us and let us know on that theme of World Mental Health Day. are you getting the support you need? You know, what needs to change locally? We will listen, and then we can go to commissioners as a mental health charity and tell them, look, this is what local people are telling us.
Yeah.
So if people are not happy locally with the support that is being offered, then yeah, let us know, connect with us, email us info@togmind.org or connect with us on social media and send us a message, and because we're constantly wanting to improve, and I know a lot of other organisations across Thameside are doing the same thing.
And just very quickly before we recap where the walk is, you've got a lot of other months going on. There's Black History Month, there's so much in October, isn't there? There's Stoptober, Sober October. Why is it all this month?
I don't know, but for somebody that's involved with marketing, yeah, it's really full on in terms of trying to run multiple campaigns. I mean, I would just say what we're really focusing on this month is obviously the week of World Mental Health Day today. We'll be putting stuff out all week, and we are also focusing in on Black History Month and Hate Crime Awareness Week, which we're actually in the middle of right now. So yeah, you're right, Alex, there's so much going on. We can only do so much, but it's really about putting stuff out there, hoping that the public will engage with it, and share it as well, of course. You know, share it with their friends, their families, and across their networks, and really get the message out there.
And for anyone wanting to pop down, you don't need to pre-book for the walk, I assume. You can just go along, or do you need to register your interest in advance?
Really good question, Alex. There is an Eventbrite page which we have shared on our social media, and I know you can access it through Thameside Council's website as well. But my understanding is, I'm sure there are going to be some people that will just kind of turn up at 4 o'clock, and I think that's absolutely fine as well.
Fab. And we got the sunshine, so no excuse.
I hope it sticks around.
It's forecast to, you know, our satellite weather centre is confidently predicting it. So.
Fabulous. I would say bring in a hat and coat just in case.
Yeah. Not. My wife says that to me. Says, is it going to rain? And, you know, I don't like to sort of say 100% because, you know, you get caught out, don't you?
This time of year, absolutely. But it's going to be a lovely walk. And like I said, there'll be loads of people that your listeners can connect with, engage with, and just have a chat, just a down-to-earth chat.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not aware of everything that's available locally, it's a good opportunity to chat with some people and find out what resources and what support you can get on your doorstep.
Fantastic. Well, enjoy, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks.